This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Wilmington's Blue Ribbon Commission on the Prevention of Youth Violence, or BRC, is having its annual fundraising breakfast tomorrow morning. The BRC is focused on identifying and addressing the causes of youth violence, particularly in downtown Wilmington's youth enrichment zone.
We are very, very passionate about engaging the community in the work that we do and making sure that we're not doing to or for the community, but always with and alongside the community.
That's BRC Executive Director Jana Jones Halls. She says the crime in the youth enrichment zone has dropped. But the zone, which is about 140 square blocks on the north side of downtown Wilmington, is still an area of concentrated poverty. The average income for black families in the zone is $14,500 annually. I asked Jana if the wider community outside of the zone can be an asset.
Oh, absolutely. It takes everybody. Everybody plays a role in community-level transformation. The only way that a community is really going to change is from within, but that requires everybody, not just the residents that live in the community. It requires folks in Wilmington that maybe live 15 minutes away from downtown Wilmington to still embrace the children that live in the youth enrichment zone or that live in other areas of downtown Wilmington that are impoverished. Embrace them as their own children. Embrace them as a part of their own community. Embrace these neighborhoods that you really have a choice whether or not you want to drive through as a part of your community, and make sure that you are just as concerned as to what's happening with children in those communities as much as you are with children in your own neighborhood. And I think that is a way that we're all going to make a difference. By investing and embracing these neighborhoods and these communities, we're all exposing our kids to what else is out there beyond their immediate circumstances and beyond their neighborhoods.
Providing exposure is Jana's key word for how youth living in poverty can expand their horizons. A new program BRC began last year is called Voyage. The program serves youth from 1st through 12th grade largely by bringing in average community members to talk about careers and organizations to take students places some students have never been before, like the beach.
Their parents had a lack of exposure. So it's a cycle. So we think about the cycle of poverty, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do, is break that generational cycle. If their parents did not have the most supportive or equitable educational experience, and they did not have access to employment opportunities, or they didn't have access to job skills training programs that would give them then access to long-term employment opportunities, then their opportunity for economic stability is greatly decreased. But our parents are trying as hard as they can because they want to support their children. But if they are not given the tools, it's very difficult for them to be able to tell their kids about something that they may not even know about.
That was Jana Jones Halls, the executive director for the BRC, Blue Ribbon Commission. The annual fundraising breakfast is tomorrow morning, 7:30 to 9, at the Coastline Event Center, catered by Middle of the Island. Tickets are available online or even right at the door. Find details at whqr.org.